Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Before we do that, a couple announcements. First, if you live in the European Union or Canada and you want to try Thrive Advanced, Predator Nutrition has it at a ridiculously low price and, in many cases, a very, very low price threshold to get free shipping. Go to predatornutrition.com today to learn more about Thrive Advanced. And also, they're not a sponsor, but they're who I trust and who I recommend for research chemicals and peptides, and that is purchasepeptides.net. And if you use the coupon code SHR, you'll get 30% off. They're not paying for advertising, so I said, look, give my audience a really good discount. There you go, 30% off. Their prices are already ridiculously low, so check that out, purchasepeptides.net. And without further ado, my good buddy, Rob Regish, is standing by.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Well, pretty rough shape today.
You sound a little sick. What's up?
Well, I didn't sleep well last night. I'm almost... None. I just laid there and couldn't fall asleep. And it really illustrates just how powerful a good night's rest is. Because I can't imagine walking into the weight room and trying to perform feeling like that.
That was me yesterday. I was supposed to train legs yesterday, and I had to forego the gym because I did not sleep good the night before. But I know what happened with me.
I sleep
on my side. And right. I sleep well because I don't snore. If I roll on my back, I snore. And when I say I snore, you know, I probably suffer from mild obstructive sleep apnea. And wow. Sure enough, I woke up, you know, kind of feeling dizzy in the morning. I knew that I had slept some time on my back because I caught myself a couple times and had to roll over. And I felt terrible. I couldn't go to the gym yesterday at all.
Wow.
Yeah, sleep is so important.
Huge.
Yeah.
And just to recap, right now, it is still all about fastmusclebook.com. You can head over there and grab it for free to see some of the material that I don't talk about in SHR.
Yeah.
Some I do, some I don't.
And it's free. I mean, come on.
And it's free. And,
read it. If nothing else, read it and find out what Rob doesn't know. How about that?
Right. And that situation is going to change, though, next Tuesday, where I'll have a huge announcement to make.
Okay. So without further ado, let's get underway. Glenn Jacobs says, hey, Rob, I love the show and I never miss an episode. I have a question about protein intake. For the longest time, I've taken 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, but I haven't gained anything in a long time. Will increasing my protein get the gains going again? What do you think?
You know, this is a common misconception amongst people, that if you just eat more protein or eat more in general, you're going to start gaining muscle. And while overfeeding, as I call it, does have its benefits, it has a lot more downside, in my opinion, especially if it's protracted overfeeding. Let me put it this way. It's a lot easier to eat an inch under your waist than it is on your arms.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn doesn't mention it here, but I have a bad feeling he's using the scale to judge his progress. You know, that's a big mistake in and of itself. So let's talk about what will help him out in stimulating growth. So first things first, you have to make sure your training is actually stimulating muscle growth. Well, my best advice, set a timer for 20 minutes. Pick two exercises, like flat dumbbell presses and one-arm dumbbell rows. Perform each exercise in a superset fashion and rest just 2 minutes between sets. After your workout's over, those 20 minutes, tally up the weight used times the number of reps times sets and divide by 20. That yields a number, pounds per minute. And if you can get more reps every week and move that pounds per minute number up in the same 20 minutes, you're stimulating muscle growth. Second, obviously you need to eat enough. Most people eat 2,000 calories a day. If you want to be bigger and stronger, you're going to need to eat 3, 4, sometimes 5,000 or more calories a day. The point there, though, I want to make is your body can only sustain that for so long before starting to lay down fat. The general guideline, I'd suggest starting at body weight times 20 for calories and eating that at that level for 3 weeks. The fourth week, you lower the calories to body weight times 10 or so, to ensure that not too much is coming on around the waist. And that's why a tape measure, I feel, around the navel and the extremities, the other parts of arms and legs, is absolutely essential. Finally, we get to protein. You know, there are two times a day protein is critical, post-workout and sleep, in my opinion, are the two. Now, as for post-workout, young men under 40 respond best to four meals. This is a very interesting study. Young males under 40 have the greatest protein synthesis when, after the workout, they eat four meals of 20 grams of protein up to 12 hours after. Interestingly enough, those over 40 responded best to just two higher protein feedings during that same time. So, you know, couple that with there's now evidence in at least one study showing a slow release protein before bed, like red meat, cottage cheese, casein, for example, thrive, you know. Thrive is my go-to protein. It's the only one I'm using now. Why? I can take it and get a fast essential amino acid burst into the muscles, and I can also rest easy knowing that for the next 7 hours or so, it's going to trickle feed those aminos into my muscles. So, anyway, I hope that helps. It was a long answer, but just shoveling more protein in isn't going to make you grow.
Well, and as you pointed out, you asked a very logical question early on in this discussion, and you know, how much are you really eating altogether, right? You could be eating 300 grams of protein a day. That's only 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
If you're not getting enough total calories, and I'm looking for something at the same time here. Open link in new tab. So we have a device on our website on superhumanradio.com, and it's called the Breezing Metabolic Tracker. You know what a bomb calorimeter is, right?
Yep.
People say the bomb calorimeter is the gold standard to assess what your baseline metabolic rate is, how many calories you burn just living every day. And then you have to factor into that exercise and activity and all that sort of stuff. Well, if you knew that number, then you would know how many calories you need to eat to lose weight, how many calories you need to eat to maintain where you are, and how many calories you need to eat to gain weight. Now, gaining weight is a ubiquitous term. If you're doing the things that Rob just said, you're training hard to stimulate protein synthetic response and you're consuming enough protein, then you're tilting the odds in the favor that weight you gain will be more muscle than fat. But we, so many of us shoot in the dark. You know, oh, well, I think I need this many calories a day. I'll eat that way for three. Don't guess. The breathing metabolic tracker unit, I think it's just $200, $180. It hooks up to your iPhone. Check for yourself. Because what you'll find out is, as you train differently, as you eat differently, your metabolic rate will increase or decrease. So you'll have to either increase or decrease your caloric intake in order to gain or lose weight.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a guess. I'm going to post this on my Facebook wall right now. For those of you listening to the show, go to the Superhuman Radio Facebook page, the network page, not my personal page, and check out the breathing unit yourself and stop guessing at how many calories you need every single day.
It's just like training. You should not be guessing on how much weight to load on the bar and how many reps and how many sets. You know, you should have a plan that tells you that right down to those very precise variables. You know, a couple months on that will show you that having a plan versus winging it is far superior.
Let's go to the next question, and then we'll take our first break. The next question comes from Ian Musgrove. He says, hey, Coach, question for the Power Hour. Listening to you and Carl talk about BPC 157 has got me wondering. Me and my father both work with our hands. I'm starting to have some issues with grip and with pain in my thumb. My father, on the other hand, no pun intended, is in such bad shape, his hands look like lobster claws, and they give him a lot of pain. Do you guys think BPC 157 could provide any relief for either of us, especially him? Thanks, guys. Still loving the X2. He's talking about the Synthogen. Waiting on Progenidrex in the mail now. Can't wait to give it all a go.
Yeah. You know what? Ian brings up an interesting question. Most of what I've seen going on in the, you know, in the hands, like, let's say, are tendon related. I got a school of hard knocks education in that after, you know, fooling around with those captains of crush grippers a few years back. I was so intent on closing them, I severely strained the tendons in my right hand. You know, and it's not a laughing matter. So, you know, let's assume some of it is tendon strain. Some of it could be something else, and further assume that there's nothing broken. I mean, didn't sound like it. So let's talk treatment. First, if you can get a diagnosis from a doctor, like an MRI or a CAT scan or whatever, that would be ideal, if nothing else, to see what the issue is. Now, assuming no tendons are torn, it becomes a game of keeping inflammation low, increasing the rate of healing, and blood flow. I would, in terms of keeping the inflammation down, I would highly suggest Cephas quadrangularis, around 3 to 4 grams a day. The herb is a borderline miracle for people. And it will work fast, like within 3 days. Okay, let's also discuss BPC 157. I spoke before about increasing the rate of healing. Excuse me. There's nothing finer for this than accelerating healing than the research peptide BPC 157. Whether the problem is musculoskeletal, tendon, or otherwise, listen to what this BPC 157 has been able to accomplish. Promotes tendon and ligament healing by tendon outgrowth, cell survival, and cell migration. And that was administered orally in drinking water with rats. Direct tendon to bone healing, so effective that they may actually successfully exchange the present reconstructive surgical methods. So BPC-157 apparently did everything surgery did. Countering the damage effects of NSAIDs, if he's in pain, he's popping a lot of Advil or acetaminophen, it's excellent for that. And then finally, bone healing. They did a study in rabbits who suffered an experimental, let's call it, bone defect before being treated with BPC-157. Made a huge difference. When you add it all up, BPC-157 is the single most effective healing agent I have ever come across. Honorable mention, the TB-500. And when both of them are used together, that's probably your best bet. While it won't fix everything, it's a sure bet you'll see those marked improvements in your condition and your dance. Hope that helps, Ian.
And you're right about the TB, the thymosin beta-4 in combination with BPC-157. But one other thing that you need, thymosin beta-4 exerts all of its magic by directing growth factors. So you should also use some growth hormone secretagogues if you're under the age of 40.
Does BPC-157 need...
It does not need growth factors to work, but the thymosin beta-4 does.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, and BPC-157 is a hormone that's actually produced in your gut. That's why they're able to give it to rats in drinking water,
and
it still works. So interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more questions. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Larry Henning says, I've heard you talk about lecithin granules. They seem rock solid. They're cheap enough, too. How much, though, and does timing matter? What do you get out of them?
Yeah, you know, for reference sake, lecithin, however you say it, granules, contain a broad swath of compounds that benefit those of us seeking more muscle and less fat. And chief among these is phosphatidic acid, henceforth known as PA. Multiple well-designed human studies on the compound have shown it helps double the rate of muscle gain versus those not using it, and it burns fat, too. There was a strong statistical trend in that direction. The key point to remember, then, is that in these studies, the dose given was 750 milligrams a day. In 8 weeks, the PA group gained 5 pounds more muscle, had a larger rectus femoris muscle by 1 centimeter, and 114-pound higher leg press strength versus placebo. Now, that's pretty darn impressive, and doubly so given some fat loss was noted. Now, a lot of companies out there are going to tell you that in order to get these kind of results, you have to pay top dollar for the Mediator brand of PA. I think that's nonsense. Lecithin granules are an extremely rich source of PA with a whopping 1,200 milligrams per 2 tablespoons. They also contain, you know, healthy fats, phosphatidylserine, which in large amounts depresses cortisol, phosphatidylcholine, right? It's a real, honest-to-goodness, body and brain superfood, which brings me to timing and dosing. We know PA activates MTOR, mammalian target of rapamycin. It increases protein synthesis through that mechanism for up to 7 hours. So personally, I use it two different ways. I'll drink it during my workout sometimes with the aim of keeping the anabolic window wide open for the next 7 hours, during which time I consume liberal amounts of protein. And then right before bed, I'll down 2 tablespoons and then cottage cheese or Thrive. thrive. It's thriving coconut milk, and you've got the best vanilla I've ever tasted. So, look, here's the bottom line. We know protein synthesis is elevated in the hours after the workout, if you're doing everything right. We also know the body repairs and rebuilds itself during sleep. It just makes a lot of sense to me that lecithin granules should be used during those times. As for increasing the dose, some claim better results going higher, but personally, it makes it a little unpalatable for me. I didn't see any great difference between 2 and 4 tablespoons. So, great compound. Definitely use it. Read more about it. Great stuff.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger called it a performance-enhancing compound in his bodybuilding encyclopedia.
Yeah,
he put it up there with like pro hormones.
Yeah, it's listen. I came off it a month or two ago, and he asked the question, "What do you get out of it?" Biggest thing for me is muscle fullness. It's just your muscles feel full. As soon as I got off, noticeable.
Really? How long do you have to take it to start to notice those effects, you think?
Oh, only a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you stack it with anything like creatine or beta-alanine?
I would stack it with a lot of protein, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, things like Thrive.
Do you take it on an empty stomach in the morning? When I take it on an empty stomach, I burp up for a little while that flavor.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. Once I went to 4 tablespoons, man, that was not good.
Yeah.
2 tablespoons a day, I crave the stuff.
Yeah. I like it too. I like the taste of it.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take another question, and then we'll take a break. We're the only show today, the Blueprint Power Hour, so we can go a little bit long. Barry Darso says, "You seem down on myostatin inhibitors, test boosters, and SARMs. Peptides you think hold merit, but I was wondering why you're so high on EAAs. Why? they're just aminos, and you're getting them in good whey protein. Why should I supplement extra?"
Well, he's right about one thing. That's a pretty good summary of my position on those supplements. Although I would also tell you that in addition to EAAs, I consider creatine, beta-alanine, orotic acid, PA, TMG, trimethylglycine, and a few others high up on my list. Myostatin inhibitors offer what I call a passive anti-catabolic approach. That doesn't amount to much, at least in the one human study that I saw. And especially for the price point, these products are expensive. You know, I have yet to use a SARM that did much, including a recent run of RAD 140. But yeah, certain peptides work exceptionally well. You know, why so high then on essential amino acids? A couple of reasons. First, they require no breakdown. They go immediately into the bloodstream, right into circulation where they can reach, ultimately, the muscle and or be used for energy instead of your body robbing the essential aminos. Although they will tell you that a low molecular weight di-and-tripeptide type product will do it faster, I find the real-world evidence lacking. If there is a difference, it's marginal. And that's the one huge advantage essential aminos hold over peptides and other intact proteins is this. You can customize them, meaning you can adjust the ratios, milligram ratios, of those 9 aminos in question. You can also include some non-essential aminos and other ingredients to magnify the effects. So this gives rise to a very, very important point. You know, those peptides like BPC-157 that work so well, they're simply links of amino acids that tell the body to do different things. You know, if you think about it, it's incredible. You know, they've got peptides that repair tendons, color your skin a golden bronze color, fall asleep faster, start pumping out more growth hormone. You know, that's a pretty incredible thing, and it's all driven by amino acids. So, you know, people ask me sometimes, what is it in Synthogen that works that well? I'll tell you, a lot of it goes back to the EAA backbone of it. Not 100% of it, but it's a big part of it. And consider this on your dosing, because I recommend dosing it pre and intra workout. The very researchers who performed the experiment showing that pre-workout essential aminos boosted protein synthesis 600% when taken before the workout and only 400% after, they ended their conclusions on one study I saw with this kind of curious statement. They said, the observed effects on protein synthesis may well have been improved upon if novel arrangements of amino acids were permitted. Further research is warranted. That was my green light to start tinkering with essential aminos. So,
you know what's funny? Back in the day, people used to take liver tablets.
Yep.
They swear to this day, the research on liver tablets, anytime somebody reads it, they go, oh, I'm going to take liver tablets. But liver tablets are just another form of protein. So people would say, well, why not just eat beef or chicken? I don't know. Something else is going on. When you take essential amino acids, something about them all being delivered simultaneously into the bloodstream, showing up and influencing the repair of muscle, seems to be magical in some people's opinion. So, no, I guess you could pound down extra high-quality protein. And maybe you don't need EAAs, but from the research that I've read, combining EAAs with protein seems to get even greater results.
Yeah.
So there's got to be something to them. It has to be.
There is. Take advantage of it. Like I said, I like to dose them pre and intra workout and then have my Thrive post-workout. I think Adele has posted, God knows how many studies, you know, on getting high-quality protein like Thrive.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's see who the next question is. It looks like the next question comes from Jim Powers. Great last name for this show, the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com. Get it while it's still free. Don't say I didn't tell you so. We'll be right back.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitReadNutrition.com today to learn more.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So this question fits nicely with something we've already discussed.
Yeah.
And again, I just put the breathing unit up on the Supium Radio Network page. It comes in iPhone and Android ready. It used to just be iPhone, so I was wrong about that. And it runs about $349. It's not cheap. But let me tell you what's also not cheap, and that is buying more food than you need to.
Yeah.
Eating more protein than you need to. Everybody should have a breathing unit if their goals are important to them. Okay, so Jim Power says, how do you account for calories, Rob? I mean, do you weigh and measure everything, or do you just eat the same things day in and day out? That's what I do because I know what the macros splits are. Yeah, that's what most people do.
Well, you know what? There was a time when I counted calories early, but after a while, you get to know very well how much 4,000 calories a day is or 5,000. But by and large, nowadays, I don't track calories. I don't weigh and measure my food. And to be honest, you know, after that initial episode of counting them, never have. So, listen, let's be honest. Doing so is a pain in the you-know-what, and it draws eye rolls from friends and family members, and it can be socially awkward. I've seen episodes of anxiety over going out to eat or not going due to the inability to quantify meal macros. You know, that's just stupid in my opinion. Doubly so, given you can make significant changes to your physique without, micromanaging and counting every calorie. Here's what I do. I have a few techniques I use to affect physique changes versus, tracking calories. For example, I like to rotate macronutrients, right? Monday through Friday is very low carb, high fat, and moderate protein. Saturday, and during that time, I make sure I leave the table just a little bit hungry. Okay, so needless to say, during the week, fat burning is maximized. Saturday and Sunday, the big carb party, comes in. Well, with smaller meals frequently, right, as opposed to fasting most of the day during the week and then eating. It's not that I don't think calories don't matter. They do. I just don't think they're the end-all, be-all people make them out to be. Fasting during the week on the anabolic diet, to be totally honest, is pretty easy for me. I make it to 5 or 6 o'clock, no problem, as long as I'm busy. And on the high-carb, high-calorie days, I'll eat until I'm stuffed or at least very satisfied. I never leave the table hungry on those 2 days. Now, I did diet down twice for the experience, right, to be able to talk to people that have that same goal. So I did so, and I got a better understanding of what worked and what didn't. Ultimately, I made it down to 188 pounds from around 225 where I started. Here's what I learned. You can chew up a lot of muscle chasing down that last little bit of fat right around your abdomen. Too much muscle gets burned. I can vividly recall eating every pea, every grain of rice on my plate, given, right, you are dieting, you are counting calories, and the portions are so small. To make matters worse, I was weak, I was miserable, and I didn't think the image looking back at me in the mirror was worth it or what I wanted. Sure, I was cut, but at a terrible cost, both physically and psychologically. Getting that much weaker destroyed me. So those are some ideas as to how I do it. And now keep in mind, I have a strong ectomorph leaning tendency. So I feel that exacerbating, the negatives and minimizing the positives, I try to do that. You need to be cognizant of all of these things before starting a cut, which is a nice way of saying extreme dieting isn't for everyone.
And we've talked about this on the show over the years. It's estimated that most people eat the same 11 things week in and week out.
Yeah.
Needless to say, if you've done your homework early on and you know what the macros are of a particular meal and you eat that meal a few times a week, there's no need to be weighing things over and over again. But when you introduce new foods, obviously you have to do that so that you understand where they fit into your day in and day out meal plan. But what's maybe more important is you could be weighing your meals and you could know, hey, I'm getting 300 grams of protein a day. I'm getting 90 grams of fat. I'm getting 300 grams of carbs. This is exactly where I want to be. But what are you assessing that that's where you want to be based on? Again, I come back to this breathing unit. I'm pimping this breathing unit because I believe in it. And I know a lot of pro athletes that use it. You know, your metabolic rate changes week in and week out based on how you're sleeping, how you're training, how often you're eating. If you're fasting a lot, if you're fasting every single day, your metabolic rate's going to slow down naturally because the body thinks, wow, food is not in abundance. We need to slow down the burning calorie machine. If you're eating regularly, you're eating the right food, you're eating high protein, you're exercising, you're sleeping well, your metabolic rate will go up. And throughout the year, this will change. And guessing that, oh, today, you know, you may be eating 3,300 calories day in and day out. And some days you may only need to eat 2,700 calories to do what you're trying to do because your metabolic rate has shifted because of something you did.
Yeah.
Like, why guess?
Especially when you have the tools that we do today, right? The automation, et cetera. I remember doing it. I remember going out to the grocery store, you know, inputting everything, adding up the calories. And, yeah, I ate those same foods and meals for a long time.
Yeah, and most of us do. Most of us eat the same things day in and day out. And that is what keeps it simple. That's why you don't have to go, oh, let me weigh this and let me weigh that. It's only when you start, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm missing out on eating this. I miss eating that. And so they've got to weigh it. They got to work it in. But those of us who food is more about being fuel than, you know, an event and something that gives you joy, I can eat the same foods day in and day out. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. So
no, and, you know, if you enjoy them and they agree with you and they're doing the job, by all means.
There's also something to be said for the efficiency of the digestive system when it processes the same foods over and over again. And people know what I'm talking about. If anybody's gone on a 16-week cut diet where they've just eaten, you know, chicken and rice and broccoli and egg whites, you know, and, you know, name it, sweet potatoes and green beans, and that's all they've eaten, like every single day, every single week for 16 weeks, you know your digestive system becomes less stressed and strained. It becomes more efficient at producing enzymes and responding to those meals, as opposed to when you start piling a bunch of other stuff in there, and then all of a sudden it's like your digestive system slows down, you get gassy and bloated, you feel like you got a lead weight in your stomach.
That's part of the reason why I'll fast Monday through Friday and then eat just one big meal.
Yeah.
Cleans out your digestive system.
Yeah.
You know, so when you do shovel them in on Saturday and Sunday, they're going to the right place.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have an HRT question from Tommy King. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So Tommy King says, hey, Coach, what are your thoughts on HRT for someone in their late 30s? I'm giving it a lot of thought.
You know, I think HRT, especially for men, is something that needs to be given a lot of thought, especially given that once you're on it, you're probably going to be on it for life. At least most people are. You know, and that's a big commitment, right? So let's discuss the pros and cons of it. On the downside, you know, the novelty of pinning yourself twice a week wears off pretty fast. Now, having said that, I for sure recommend the injections versus gels, creams, and pellets, but that's another issue. Another thing to watch out for is your body making too many red blood cells, right? And that can lead to the thickening of the blood, put you at higher risk for medical complications down the road. In all honesty, it takes a while on tests before the red blood cell thing occurs. But, you know, you need to monitor it. Once identified, it's simply a matter of giving blood every few months, right? Or a therapeutic phlebotomy. Maybe the biggest downer I have encountered is this. Younger guys that get on HRT and they become sterile. You know, I had one such friend who, in his 20s, he started test replacement. And try as they might, he and his wife couldn't have a child. Now, I'm not saying, you know, there aren't things that you can do to improve sperm count, but do you really want that issue? Yeah. You know, if you're...
I mean, if children are behind you, then don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I mean, they actually use HRT, or they use not testosterone, but a...
DECA.
It's a form of... It's not even DECA, believe it or not. It's... I can't think... We did a show about it because it's very, very anabolic. In Europe, they give men injections to as male contraceptive. Not only women in Europe carry the burden of contraception.
Yeah. Well, just be aware that that's possible. Now, let's get to the upsides, and there are many. In my opinion, they vastly outweigh the negatives. The first is that your mood brightens. You know, grumpy old men are grumpy because they're low on test. And anybody that's been really low knows what I'm talking about. The next thing you'll notice is your energy coming back and stamina during the day. You know, no more mid-afternoon slumps, and you'll have enough energy left over in the gym and maybe play with your kid. So now, let's talk libido. It should go without saying that test and libido are intimately linked, and you're going to find yourself looking around a lot. So, you know, hopefully you have a girlfriend, wife, or both that'll reap the benefits. You know, have you ever noticed what happens when you give women a small amount of test? They get crazy horny like guys. Their confidence improves, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's got to be a slightly higher level of testosterone than they're accustomed to.
Right.
You know
because
what I mean?
If you go deeper, if you go more, then you run into androgenic, the deepening of the voice, and that's irreversible.
Right.
So, and yes, things in the gym are going to go better. We're not talking about a huge bump in performance enhancement, though, because, frankly, the average script isn't anything approaching a performance-enhancing dose. Most doctors, at least up here in the Northeast, will prescribe anywhere from 80 to 125 milligrams at most. In other parts of the country, they may do more. But, you know, if you compare that with the average natural production of testosterone, which is 10 nanograms per day, that's the upper end of it. By the time you subtract the weight of the cypionate ester out, you're not getting any more than what a normal man your age is making, right? But if you were low to begin with, or God forbid, not making any testosterone or anabolic hormones, that happens, HRT can be life-changing. And it was for me. You know, it was an incredible, the energy was the biggest thing I noticed. I did not have the energy to get down on the rug and play cards with Nicholas Maximus. And frankly, I was grumpy too.
Mm-hmm.
When I got on HRT, my mood brightened considerably. So, it's a quality of life thing.
I mean, I think he needs to go get blood work done, as you point out. He needs to have blood work done. He needs to determine, is he really a candidate for HRT? Number two, because he's so young, I would want to know why his testosterone levels are so low. I would say that you need to see an andrologist, and you need to have a gonadotropin-releasing hormone challenge test, so they can determine whether or not the problem is in the pituitary, the problem is in the Leydig cells, the problem is in the hypothalamus. They can do all that. They can say, oh, your hypothalamus is working, your pituitary is working, but the testes aren't seeing the results. Luteinizing hormone isn't, you know, is for some reason isn't stimulating the production of testosterone. The other thing is, what's your estradiol levels like? Is a lot of your testosterone being siphoned away to estradiol? Are you, do you have a lot of body fat? You know, do you have any other symptoms? Do you have gyno? You know, where do you store your body fat? Are you starting to show patterns of estrogen, high estrogen levels? These are all things that need to be addressed at 30, because in your 30s, you should still be able to squeak out another 8-10 years before you have to start considering HRT. If you're looking at HRT already, and in fact you go get blood work done, and in fact your doctor says, yeah, you know, your testosterone levels are pretty low, it's like 300 nanograms, before they put you on HRT for the next decade, actually in my case, the rest of my life, and Rob is right. I was supposed to inject Sunday. I didn't feel like doing it. And then I didn't feel like doing it on Monday. And I didn't feel like doing it this morning either. I'm like, oh, man. And I've been using this new undecoinate. I'm experimenting with the blend right now. I'm only supposed to be injecting once a week. But I still don't want to be bothered with it. It's a pain in the butt, no pun intended. Like, lately I've been shifting from sub-Q to intramuscular in my hips. But my hips are beat up. I mean, I've been injecting since 2007 now. And so, you know, what's that?
Going sub-Q is any better?
I don't think it's better. I've been doing sub-Q before anybody talked about it. I was doing sub-Q. In fact, I had Dr. John Chrysler on my show. I think it was 2010. I've got to go find it because Jason Leloup messaged me on Facebook. Dr. Chrysler wrote an article for T-Nation about sub-Q testosterone injections being all the great thing that they are. And Jason reminded me, he was on my show, and I told him about sub-Q, and he's like, no, it's a bad idea. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. And he was telling me all this stuff about necrotizing fat and higher aromatase levels because the oil is in the fat. And all. And I was like, I'm not seeing that. I'm getting blood work done. I'm not seeing that. Oh, don't do it, Carl. It's very, very dangerous. And now all of a sudden, he's like the go-to guru for sub-Q testosterone. So it's kind of funny. I've been doing sub-Q forever because it made sense, right? I'm like, well, why not under your skin? Why does it have to be in the muscle, number one? Number two, it's like I'm a pincushion. I'm tired of injecting in my quads, my hips. You know, it's like I don't inject in my shoulders. I just don't. Something I just don't like about it. So I'm running out of places to stick needles. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to do sub-Q. But I think sub-Q, here's my take on it. Sub-Q releases slower. Slightly slower than intramuscular, so it lasts a little bit longer. That's all. But you know, it's still an effective way to inject. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, if you can get more out of your testosterone, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, you need to find out why your test is low. You need to have an andrologist run a series of challenge. They're called challenge tests. To challenge the pituitary, challenge the hypothalamus, and challenge the testes and see what is not functioning properly and address that. There's things they can do. You may just need to be on a cycle of HCG for a few months and bam, you're back to normal.
Yeah.
Before you get on, you know, the next 30 years of injecting testosterone and having to deal with things like most of us do, like, oh my God, I got to give myself a shot today. I really don't want to do this. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. They're all tips, all good information here at the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com. Check it out today. Be stronger tomorrow.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Don't forget, 30% off Research Chemicals and Peptides at purchasepeptides.net. They're not a sponsor. I just asked them for a great code for the audience, for those of you doing tests on lab animals. 30% off when you use the code SHR. Check it out. Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is what it takes. What it takes to be successful. And the way this all happened was this. I was in the gym last week when I needed a spot. So I asked a young kid. He was 19, maybe 20, and he was deadlifting. And so he comes over and proceeds to ask me how best to spot him, right? Then he took one look at the weight on it and said, well, how many reps you going for? And for reference sake, this is the leverage squat. You know, I told him I was gunning for five, but wound up getting seven with gas left over. And then when I was done, he asked me how old I was. I said, I'll be 47 in January. His next question, though, kind of stopped me cold. He said something to the effect of, I hope at 47 I can look or perform like that. How did you get that way? And it wasn't like steroid accusation, how did you get that way? He was sincerely interested. So I said something to the effect of consistency. I was in a rush. I had to get out of there. But the other particulars gnawed at me for the rest of the day. And when I finished my post-workout meal, I leaned back into my chair and gave it some thought. I can honestly tell you, it's not any one thing that's responsible for success in this game. There's a lot to be said for doing little things consistently over 30 years. So, you know, some of these things are as follows. I use almost entirely compound movements. I focus on getting stronger on those movements. A modified intermittent fasting diet for the last 15 of those 30 years. I experimented with a wide, wide range of training systems. And I always had a slow-digesting protein before bed. Cottage cheese, muscular casein, red meat, what have you. I also listened to my body, or I would have listened more. And I would have switched things up when I became mentally bored. Consistently getting 8 or more hours of deep, restful sleep is huge. Absolutely huge. Getting pre, intra, and post-workout nutrition right is huge. Believing in yourself when other people will tell you you just don't have the genetics to build a lot of muscle. And then finally, my waking heart rate. I think you should take that. It tells you a lot. When it's elevated 8 beats above baseline, your body's slipping into overtraining. So many of these things, I kind of knew they helped, but they were never proven. That's changing right now, though. There's a study just done on pre-bedtime long-acting proteins, like a Thrive. And I remember an old-timer recommending this to me when I was 17, and lo and behold, this study bore that out to be true. It was, you know, dramatic difference in how much muscle the guys getting the shake had versus the guys that didn't. Now, compound movements are a no-brainer. Besides, you only have so much time and energy. And as you age, you know, that gets to be less and less. A relentless focus on getting stronger on those compound lifts. It's what's absent in most gyms today. Write it down. Write your workout down. Sets, reps, weight, everything. And have a plan to be stronger next time. Because it doesn't just happen. There is no magic involved, just solid training programs and a lot of effort from the trainee. It's huge. Which brings me to the wide variety of programs that I used. I'm going to put it this way. If you don't have a folder with at least 6 different training methods that gets you stronger, you're not training. You're quote-unquote working out. There is a difference. Now, the intermittent fasting thing, I picked that up around 1999, and lo and behold, Adele Moussa has published more than one article on this. That backs it up. People burn fat and build muscle.
Right.
Listening to your body. If I had been better in that in my younger years, I'd be bigger and stronger today. Getting that intra workout nutrition down, huge. What you do during that time is more important, in my opinion, than the other 23 hours of the day. So if there's one thing on that list, though, that people struggle with, it's sleep. Right? And part of it is due to this electronic age that we live in. Part of it is due to our employers, and part is due to stress from other people or money problems, what have you. However you slice it, little or no sleep equals little or no muscle growth. It really is that simple. you need to look at sleep like this. Sleep is when the body releases the most growth hormone, the first 90 minutes of sleep specifically. And, excuse me, there are ways to boost that up to 550%. And that trick will also help you get back to sleep, deep REM sleep. And when you wake up, you don't feel drugged. You feel refreshed. You know, sure, I took supplements for all of those 30 years. And I'll tell you what, though, only three of them stand out in my mind. Ephedrine, Percentagen, and Zoe Discoveries, Zebutol, and Hexandrolone. With the exception of the Zeb and the Hex, which are no longer available, ephedrine and Synthogen are everywhere I go, and they always will be. Here's the bottom line. People know, I think, that I speak the truth about this stuff. So here's a little bit of truth everybody needs to hear. 95% of my gains are directly attributable to hard, progressive training, right? A solid diet, a lot of food, and 8 hours of sleep a night every night, if not more. Maybe 5% I would attribute to the supplements. So that's what you need to do to be successful.
Well, and I want to throw something in there, right?
Yeah.
And that is consistency. And all the things that Rob has just said are underlined and assumed that you're going to do them consistently. So here's one of the challenges, right? Somebody says, I want to put on 10 pounds of muscle, I want to drop 10 pounds of fat, and I want to do it all in 20 weeks. Reasonable. Very reasonable. Okay? But that means that for 20 weeks, okay,
yep.
4.3 weeks in a month, for 20 weeks, you are going to focus on nothing. That's going to be your priority. That is the only priority. So Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. There's birthdays that are coming. There's reasons that you're going to want to do things that are coming. All these things are coming. They're all in the path in front of you, right? But your success depends on you doing these things consistently every day, every week, for 20 weeks, and you can reach your goal. And people are not willing to do that quite often. Well, this Saturday I do have to go out, so I'm going to drink a little, and I'm probably not going to eat the rest, so I'll just use that as my cheat day. Okay, you know what a cheat day is? A cheat meal. It's not a cheat day.
Yep.
You don't wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, and everything in between is nothing but cheat. Eat crap, drink booze, live life, and because you just negated whatever progress you were going to make that week. You just scratched it off the calendar. So now add a week to you. Now, and you can't do it for 21 weeks. 20 weeks, you got to do it for 21 weeks now.
Yep.
You got to say to yourself, you know what? I got to stop BSing myself. I'm never going to do this. So let me just stop. Because there's a lot of people out there that every week they get up and they go, you know what? I'm going to get focused. I'm going to do it. I'm going to drop the weight. I'm going to put on the muscle. I'm going to look shredded in 4 months because I've got to go to this event. I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then they say, but not today because today I'm going out. I'm going to do this. No, today, make the decision. If you can't start now when you make the decision, what makes you think you're going to stick to it tomorrow when tomorrow rolls around and that's my start day? Just do it, but stick to it. That's the problem that I see with most people. Nobody sticks to anything long enough to see any results. And that's the difference between you and a bodybuilder. A bodybuilder does the same thing for 10 friggin' years. And he ends up 270 pounds of ripped muscle. And people say, well, that's the drugs. I don't care. He did those drugs consistently for 10 friggin' years. You can't even not miss a meal or a night out with your buddies for 1 week. He did that for 10 years.
There's a lot of sacrifice involved, you know, not going out, New Year's parties that you don't go to, happy hours that you don't go to, because people don't understand that you have to be up the next morning with 300, 400, 500 pounds on your back, you know, and performing. And late nights and alcohol do not fuel those kind of workouts.
And make no bones about it. Alcohol is not your friend if your goal is to get stronger, to get ripped, to see progress in the changes in your physiology that you keep saying you want. Alcohol's not part of it. It's not. I don't care what anybody tells you. Oh, well, a glass of red wine, BS. Alcohol disrupts thyroid function. Alcohol becomes one of your macronutrients because it converts to sugar. The alcohol itself changes hepatic landscape, and we're not clear on what that does to the body flushing fat out of the body. I mean, this alcohol is not part of the plan. You don't see Olympic athletes who dedicate their lives to becoming Olympians going, yeah, but I'm still going to drink, right? No. They don't even have dessert on holidays.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it all comes down to that gut check in the gym. And you simply cannot deviate from being very disciplined with your food, with your training, and with your social life.
Yeah. You got to make a decision. What's more important to you? Doing it, looking, first of all, proving to yourself that you can actually say you want to do something and execute it, which has lifelong benefits to anything that you decide to do someday. But what's more important to you? Going out and partying Friday night with your buds or your girlfriends Saturday night, or having your girlfriends look at you and go, oh my God, you look amazing. I wish I could look like that. And in your mind, you're thinking, well, wishing has nothing to do with it. You just have to do this for 20 weeks.
Yeah.
But people can't do anything for 20 weeks without getting derailed.
Yeah. I never understood people that would complain all day long about how bad they look, but they don't go to the gym.
Never do anything to change it. I know. You know what? You can do it. I'm telling you, you can do it. You have to find strategies to keep yourself on course, pictures of yourself that you like at an age where you go, man, I'd like to look like that again. Or like Coach Wade Johnson says, go out and buy that dress or that pair of pants or that suit jacket, even though it doesn't fit you yet, and try it on every single day and have that motivate you to keep on course.
I have more and more clients that I train using their clothes, and I tell them that's fantastic. It sure beats the sweat.
I'm down to 226 pounds right now. I can actually put my pants on without unbuttoning and unzipping them.
Wow.
I mean, I know I've lost weight, and it's all body fat because my jacket doesn't fit me. My new jacket that I just bought last year, my shoulders, I actually started training shoulders on a separate day. And my shoulders have responded. Lisa said to me the other night that my shoulders look like little kettlebells. So, I mean, listen, man, you can do it. Anyone can do it. And you don't have to be miserable and live a miserable life. You can still go out with your friends and do things. You can still socialize.
Right. And you know what? They'll never say it, but people do respect that.
Oh, of course they do. They respect that more than you partying right alongside them and having a headache the next day.
Yeah.
They respect that more. And that's more important to be respected, I think. Well, there you have it. So the website is fastmusclebook.com. You can learn all the secrets how to actually do these things that we're talking about for free for a while longer. So check it out. Thanks for everything, Coach.
Thank you.
And get some sleep tonight.
Believe me, I will.
All right. And we'll talk to everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.